on the line now, I have Declan Mina, and we're going to talk about the BuzzFest. Good afternoon, Declan. How are you?
Good afternoon, Noel. I'm doing well, thanks.
Good, lovely. It looks like it's a lovely day out there again today.
It is. Now, with wind tomorrow, but today seems to be all right. So.
Okay, let's see if it goes well for the festival. Is this a new festival?
So, this came out of Phibsborough Tidy Towns, and it's a group of volunteers around the Phibsborough area that have been going out every month doing a clean-up for the last few years. Part of Tidy Towns is about sustainability, and one of the things we started to do was to have some bees in the area. So a few years ago, our members set up a beehive in St. Peter's Church. Then last year, there was a blessing of the bees and a little ceremony with ballet. And then this year, to coincide with European Sustainable Communities Day, we've done a full-day festival. So it's a sustainability festival.
Okay. Very interesting. I mean, a lot of talk actually about bees today and how important they are to the human race, as a matter of fact, and that's not exaggerating in any sense.
No, it's not. And unfortunately, urbanisation is really taking away the habitat of bees, and nearly every plant needs bees. And without bees, we wouldn't have plants. Without plants, we wouldn't have food. So it's really sad to see that, you know, bees species are going extinct. It's really worrying, and that's why we've set up the beehive, and that's why we're also trying to do a sustainability festival to raise awareness.
Okay, and relove, remake, repair. Do you think people are getting more curious the more talk there is about bees and the environment in itself?
I think there is a bit more interest in the environment. You know, we've seen that we're having 50-year weather events every year now. I mean, with an orange weather warning tomorrow, the climate's getting worse. And I think if you look at it, you know, we need to take more action on the environment. So the relove, remake, repair session in the morning is about, you know, how to upcycle, how to recycle, how to reuse things. And we've also got the men's shed there. So that's going to be in St. Peter's Court off the Phibsborough Road, from 11 to 2 p.m.
Okay, just out of curiosity about bees, could anybody sort of set up, have a beehive in a garden and make their own honey, or is there any, do they need a license, or what way does it work in that sense, you know?
My understanding is you don't need a license. I think you just need the skills, and there's beehive groups around. You need the special gear, but, you know, generally, unless you're allergic to bees, they're not going to do you any harm. It's just if you go disturbing a hive. But yeah, you know, there are groups, there's ways of learning, and, you know, it is very rewarding to actually, you know, have a hive and to get honey regularly. So there are courses available, and, you know, coming along and talking to the beekeepers at BuzzFest would be a great way to get started.
That's the way, that would be the place to find out what way it is to set it up. I suppose, like everything else, initially there's a bit of expense, but once you get into it, I imagine that the expense is sort of quite minimal. I'm not too sure, but that's the place to get all the information. Now, it's starting at 11 o'clock, and it's on till what time, 2 o'clock?
Yeah, now there's two parts to it. So the relove, remake, reuse thing is on in the morning, and that's going to have a few different organisations, a few workshops, and that's on in St. Peter's Court from 11 to 2. And then from 3 onwards in St. Peter's Church, we've actually got a lot going on there. We've got the blessing of the bees. There's going to be some local children doing bee-themed ballet. There's going to be a honey-themed baking competition. And there's going to be a raffle with some great environmentally sustainable prizes as well.
Okay, and St. Peter's Church, that's the one in the main one in the middle of the road there.
Phibsborough, Cabot Road, North Circular Road there. So.
Yeah, the big one there. And is Peter's Court attached to that?
No, so that's off the Phibsborough Road, so they're just slightly around the corner.
Okay.
And the connection is that there's actually one of the saints in St. Peter's. He's actually the patron saint of bees, so there's a connection there.
Okay. Well, congratulations on the day, and everyone is welcome, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this is, you know, it's about community, but, of course, everyone come along, and hopefully it'll be a great day.
Do you want anyone to bring anything with them, Declan?
I don't think so. If you want to try your hand at the baking competition, if you want to bring some baked biscuits or cakes with honey, that's the only rule is you have to bake it with honey.
Okay.
So if you want to take part in that, but of course you can just come along and take part as well.
Mm-hmm. Great community up around that way. I know that they have a main big festival, that's what I was getting mixed up with earlier on, but they have a smashing festival there. I remember One time they had it there on the canals, and it's terrific with all the barges, and that's
still
going.
There's a lot of action going on. Like, there's a lot of people taking action around Phibsborough. So there's the Royal Canal cleanup, there's the tidy towns, and really, you know, there's a lot of history in the area and a lot of energy around it as well. So hopefully more people will get involved in the community.
Mm-hmm. And a great park hidden away. That's a bit of a jewel there. Going on off just off the Cabra Road there. It's a beautiful park with tennis courts and all that down there on your way to the canals.
That's it. Well, Mount Bernard Park, I think it's called, and that's just been opened up with the Lewis now, so I think it's getting a bit more traffic.
Okay, well, that sounds like a good day out, and I think forecast is you're going to have all this bad weather that we sort of have. Well, it's great at the moment, but I mean, it's supposed to be a bit of a wind and all that, and bit of a storm, but I think it's going to be cleared up by Saturday. But that's Saturday week anyway. It's the 29th. No, it's the 22nd.
No,
it's this week.
We're
getting mixed up. Yeah,
yep.
It's this Saturday. It's for Culture Nights on the Friday. That's where I'm getting mixed up. Yeah, so it's on, and they can. It's nearly a full day. Go from 11 until 2, and then go over to the church. Of course, from 3 until 5, and plenty going on there. Always a pleasure talking to you. Thanks very much, Declan, and good luck and congratulations
Joe.
And all the great work.
Thank
you. That's everything in.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay,
thanks.
That's great. Thanks a lot. See you. Bye. And that's Declan Meena. And as I say, that BuzzFest Sustainability Festival. And as I said, people are getting more interested in bees and the importance of them to our environment. And it's taking place St. Peter's Court from 11 until 2. And then you can slip over to St. Peter's Church from 3 until 5. All sorts of things going on there. Men's shed demonstration, upcycling workshops, repair workshops, and then later on the blessing of the bees and the butterfly, a bee ballet. Wow. And there's a honey bake-off if you're interested in any of that at all.